The Yarmid Bishlay Meduma Doilahum, that they notified one and the other. In other words, when if Beis Shammai wanted to give a kelim to Beis Shammai, so Beis Hillel knows Beis Shammai Shidish. So if they did something that made the kelim tamei, they wouldn't give it to Beis Shammai. To Meidilu, they will explain to them first exactly what's going on. Is Mishamachila Nimnu. That's why they did not stop from borrowing the kelim. Eli Yarmid Alay Meidilu. But if you tell me no, they did not notify the other people what's going on. So Bishleim of Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel Nimnu. It's good why Beis Shammai did not stop from borrowing kelim from Beis Hillel. The Tmeis the Beis Hillel. Whatever Beis Hillel was usually a machmir to say it's Tamei le Beis Shammai Tyrus. Beis Shammai was always a mekel. They said the Tyrus is Torah. So Mel is good why Beis Shammai borrowed kelim from Beis Hillel. Because whatever is Torah according to Beis Hillel, for sure is Torah according to Beis Shammai. Nino. El the other way is shver. El Beis Hillel mi Beis Shammai lomo lo nimnu. How come Beis Hillel borrowed kelim pots from Beis Shammai? Tahiros the Beis Shammai. That the Beis Shammai holds the thing is Torah. Le Beis Hillel tameyas nino. According to Beis Hillel, there should be tamei. So how come Beis Hillel took pots and pans from Beis Shammai? El alav you have to answer the Maidoy lehu. That before they borrow the pots and pans, Beis Shammai explained to Beis Hillel that if they know the halach is what Beis Hillel holds. So they told Beis Hillel, you should know this pot don't take, because according to us it's Torah, but according to you it's Tomei. So it's good why they explained one another. So maybe we have no raya anymore if they did or not, could be they did do what they held. Shema Amina. So tomorrow, my Yilma, the Hachvach, what's the bigger raya from Tumah v'Tyrus than in the case of the first case of Tzoris? Now the time of Tzora called Isla. I would have thought that Tzora, maybe by Tzora Sarva, the reason why Beis Shammai Beis Hillel married into the Mishpach is, because even if Beis Shammai would not explain it, tell Beis Hillel, but a curl went out. Everybody knew about it. There was a curl when a brother died and had a Tzora Sarva, a curl went out. So Melo Beis Hillel themselves knew to stay away from Beis Shammai. Mashen came by Tumah v'Tyra, maybe there the curl doesn't go out. It's not a bigger news. Nobody knows about it. So maybe there, Beis Shammai does not explain to Beis Hillel they would not be allowed to borrow. Kamashmula know that Beis Shammai explained to Beis Hillel exactly what went on. Guf Amar Abeleza. Avo Pisha Nechlo Beis Shammai Beis Hillel Betzoros, even though it's a machloikis, whether Tzoros Erva has Yib Monat, of the Moidim Shein Mamzi Elamil Sheyesura Yisra Erva of Yonish Chorus. They're both moedim that when is a kid a mamzer, only if the parents are living together with an issa koris. There has to be at least that the wife is the lady is also to the man with a chi of koris. If it's only a chai vilav, then the kid is not a mamzer. Man moedim, who agrees to? Ilaim beis shammai le beis hillel pshita. If beis shammai agrees to beis hillel pshita, then a chai vilavin ksherim ninu. Beis shammai holds the what that you're supposed to make a mitzvah yibum. So Beis Hillel says, no, don't do Yibum, but let the Yibum get married to somebody else. That's only Yechai v'lavim, Shitra kid is not a mamzer. Elo who agrees to Elo, Beis Hillel Beis Shammai. Beis Hillel is agreeing to Beis Shammai. So what? That the kid, even according to you, Beis Shammai. You're saying the brother could marry the Tzorah. And we hold no, it's an Erva, it's Meshes Fach. So the kid is a mamzer. For the Gemara, he gufa chai v'krisisi. That's gufa case of the kid is a mamzer. So what do you mean they this place they argue, but other places they agree? What do you mean they argue here? There's not a machlokes. According to Beis Hillel, if the brother marries the Tzoros Erva, she's an Erva of an Eishes Fach, there's a Chi of Koros, the kid should be a Mamzer. So here, go for the kid's a Mamzer. So Gemara says, Le'yolam Beis Shammai le'Beis Hillel. Really, Beis Shammai agrees to Beis Hillel. So what does that mean? Even though over here it's only Chai V'Lavin, so the Chur Pshit to the kid is not a Mamzer, the Chiddush is only Afukim and Yom Kiva. He's going killing us, and he does not hold us Rabbi Kiva Shita. The Yom Rabbi Kiva Shita is Yesh Mamze Mechai V'Lavin. That's Rabbi Kiva Shita always. That if the parents are living together with a Chi of Lav, a Mamzeris that again lives with another man, there's a Lav to live with a Mamzeris, the kid becomes a Mamzer. Chai V'Lavin makes Mamzerim. Kamash Mulon, that's the Chiddush here, that Beis Shammai does not hold like Rabbi Kiva. The Yein Mamze Mechai V'Lavin. So therefore, Beis Shammai, even what Beis Hillel did, that Beis Hillel let the Tzorah get married to somebody else, so it's called the Yevam Melashuk, which is over a Lav, you should know, even though it's a Chai V'Lavin, the kid is not a Mamzer, because Beis Shammai does not hold the Gemi Kivashita. Toshima, Afa Pisha Nechlaku, Beis Shammai Beis Hillel, B'Tzorah, Sovachoyis, alright, we'll stop here.
You're holding off your dollar on the base in the middle of the Gemara, again on top.
Toshima, Afal Pi Shenechlaku Beshama Betilul.
Again, when the mill will bring in a proof, did they really do what they hold or didn't they do what they hold? So we're going to bring down a case of a lot of machlokes in between Besham and Besilu. Means even though they argued Besham and Besilu, but Tzorois, that's what we had in our Mishnah, the Tzor of an Erevim, is there a mitzvah Yibim or not? Uba Yachoyos, the case is about the Mishnah, the next parak will have, about four brothers married, two of them married two sisters, that's what Bachoyos. There are two brothers married two sisters, and it's a big question about Yibum. It's a machlokes in the next parak. Or the get Yoshin, we have a get, an old get, that means the husband lived with his wife in between the Ksiv and the Nesinus Aget. Or the Sofik Eshes Ish, there's a machlokes about a doubt whether the Ish is really an Eshes Ish or not. Rashi has a horichus, what the case is. One shot is about a Mian. The question is if the Katana still has a right to make Mian or not. It's a machlokes. Over Megaris Asishtoi Velini Imoi Bepundik, in a case where a person gives his wife a get, and then they found out that they lived together in the hotel together, in a room together. So the question is, do we say they had to be together and make a new kedushin or not? So machlokes Besham and Besilu. The kesev of a shava kesev is always a machlokes that Besilu holds, that for kedushin, all you have to have is just a Besham holds. You have to have kesev or else a shava kesev. The pruta of a shava pruta. Besilu holds to make kedushin always it's all in a pruta. The smallest amount you could have is a pruta. So even though there's a lot of machlokes between Besham and Besilul, still the Brisa says, Lo nimnu Beshamai melisa noshami Besilul, they did not stop from intermarrying from Beshamai, took women from Besilul, Voloi Besilul me Beshamai. And Besilul also married into the mishpachas of Beshamai. The Lamdecho to teach us, Shechibo v'reyes noigim zebezeh, that they have love and friends together. The Kayim Ashenema to Mekayim, what the Pasuk says, in Zechariah, Ho'emes v'hasholom ehavu. It's meaning to have peace and shalom together. Emes and shalom together. So, that's what the Brisa says. Still, they intermarried. Rabbi Shimon Oimer, no, nimnu hein min ha'vadai. They did not marry into a case where it was vadai and Isser according to the other one. He said, Beishamai is also according to Beisilul, so Beisilul did not marry them. For lo nimnu min ha'sofik. But they didn't start from a sofik. So, have a minu stam if it's a doubt whether she's also or not, in a case where you gave a get to your wife, and then they lived together, then they were together in the same room, so it's only a doubt if they were Makudish or not. So in the doubt, then they didn't stop intermarrying. Now Gemara sounds like this. If you want to tell me, Osui, that really Beishamai did the way they held, and Beisil did the way they held, is Mishumhochi Nimnu. That's why it's good. They stopped intermarrying a koponim by a suffix. They didn't marry one into the other. Because Beishamai did the way they hold, and Besil did the way they hold. Eli Yamar, but if you want to tell me, Loi also, no, Beishamai did not do like Besilu, but rather Beishamai gave in to Besilu, because they were the rave. Or else because of the Baskoil, so Bezoya Mainim, no, why did Besilu stop intermarrying into Beishamai? Nuchur Beishamai did not do what they held. For the more of a Tizbra, anyway, it's a kasha here. Nihinam, Yidiyosu, what do you want to tell me that they did do? Then no, they did, and that's why they stopped. So Bishleim, Beisilul, Nimnu, Mi Beishamai, it's good, why Beisilul did not intermarry into Beishamai, Tichai, Bechrisis, Ninu. Because according to Beis Hillel, what Beishamai did made it a Chai, Bechrisis. Because according to Beishamai, they hold that Tzoros Erva has a mitzvah Yibum. So the brother is allowed to be Miyabim, the Tzoros of the Erva. According to Beis Hillel, that's an Erva. There's a Chai Bechrisis, that the kid is a Mamzer. So it's good why Beis Hillel did not intermarriage into the Mishpachos of Beishamai, because there's a question, maybe the kids are Mamzerim. Mamzerim Hein, Le Beis Hillel. According to Beis Hillel, those kids are Mamzerim. Ela Beishamai, but the other way is a Shver. Ela Beishamai, Amaynim no me Beisilul. How come Beishamai stop marrying into the families of Beisilul? At most, what's the case? It's a Tzoros Erva. That according to Beishamai, she has a Din Yibum, and the brothers are supposed to be Miyabna. According to Beisilul, there's no Yibum, she's Potter. So what does Beisilul let them do? They let the Tzoros of the Erva get married to somebody else. Which even according to Beishamai, it's only a Chai V'Lavin, that's all. It's only called the Yevam Lashuk. It's only a Chai V'Lavin. So B'nei Chai V'Lavin Ninu. They're considered B'nei Chai V'Lavin. Uksherim Ninu. Even though the mother was the Yevamah Leshuk, so true, she did an Aveira by getting married to somebody else, but it's only Chai V'Lavin, the kids are Ksherim, they're not Mamzerim. So why did Beis Shammai start marrying into Beis Hillel's Mishpachis? So Gemara says, Kud Yomer Rav Nachman, Rav Yitzchok, Lo Nitzuchu Elo Litzor Atzma. The question is, are they allowed to marry the Tzor itself? That was the question. Is Hachinami here also, Nitzuchu Elo Litzor Atzma? The Shaila was about marrying into the Tzor itself. Now that's what Beis Shammai stopped from Beis Hillel. They didn't marry the Tzor itself. Shashu Litzor Atzma, Hodiv Toni Nimnim Mitzor Atzma. Ulyolim Beis Shammai Nihidin, Nami Nimnoim Beis Hillel, Melisa Tzor Sabat Poloich Litza. That's what I meant. That even though, according to Beis Hillel, the Tzoras ever is Mutter, Beis Shammai would not marry her, because according to Beis Shammai, first they have to have Chalitza. So they made sure first it was Chalitza, then they would intermarry into the Tzor. Nafutim Mastam, Umayshino, Min Havadai, Di Yisurihu. How come you say they didn't intermarriage into a Vada Isra? Because something that's Vada Yosra, Beis Shammai or Beis Hillel wouldn't do? Since so, Sofik Nami Isura. Sofik Nami Isuru. A Sofik Isra Diraisa, we have a doubt whether she's an Ashes Isha or not, also there's not intermarriage. Why by a Sofik didn't Beis Shammai stop or didn't Beis Hillel stop from intermarrying into Beis Hillel? A Sofik, a doubt is also Asa. So Marin says, Loi teme min ha-sofik. It doesn't mean that the intermarriage, even though there was a doubt. Ela min ha-stam. It means, min ha-stam, if they didn't hear the Isha was Asur, they intermarried. Why? The Moidoi lehu. Because in any case, there was a Shaila of Isur, for sure Beis Shammai would notify Beis Hillel, or the opposite. Uparshi, and then they would not intermarriage. So min ha-stam, if they made a shidduch between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, for sure the pshat is that Isha was kosher according to everybody. Because minastam, they would have been, minastam, it's mashmash, she's 100% kosher. Because if there would have been a doubt, that much they were noy shalom bereis between the two of them, that if there was a doubt iser from one to the other, they would for sure notify them, and they wouldn't make that shirch. So it could be we're coming out now that they did do, it could be that they did do what they held. For the Gemara, my kamashma, so what's the chiddush then? The yav of bereis noygim zeh bezeh, like we're saying now, they loved and were friendly one to another. So therefore, if they wanted to make a shidduch, they would make sure that she's kosher even according to the other party. Like even though Beis Shammai themselves hold the Tzoras Erev as Mutter, but they know according to Beis Hillel that it's Asur, so they would not let the Tzoras Erev marry into the Mishpacha of Beis Hillel. They used to notify them to tell them, stay away from her, because she, according to you, is Asur. So what's the chiddush then? That they were friendly one to another. For the Gemara Hainu Reisha, that was the first of the Tanakama, said that chiddush. L'chura, Reb Shimon is saying something else. So Gemara says, no, Hokam Ashman, this Bryce is telling us the whole thing, Hokam Ashmalon, to Kula Reb Shimon he. This whole Bryce that goes according to Reb Shimon. That Avada Beis Shammai did do what they held, and that's why they stopped intermarrying Avadai, or any Issa they did not intermarry. What does it mean? Sofik they did. It means minastam. Like this, a regular shidduch that nobody said anything, it was okay, because if there was any doubt of Isser, for sure they would notify one the other. Toshima. So far we're coming out with Shotim that Beis Shammai did do what they held. That's the Churda Maskon here. Most of the Rayas are that Beis Shammai did do what they held. Even after the Baskel, still they hold their Mechada de Tfei, they were smarter than Beis Hillel, therefore they had a right to do what they held. Toshima, the Yom Rav Yechon ben Uri, Hei Chalocha Zu Rav Chos B'Yisrael. Yechon ben Uri had a kasha in the Minigun Klai Yisrael. How could it be that Naso Kedivri Beis Shammai, the people that listen according to Beis Shammai, Havlad Mamzel Divri Beis Hillel? That kid is a Mamzel according to Beis Hillel. Because Beis Shammai holds a Tzoras Erva has the Mitzvot Yibam. Even though your brother was married to your daughter and had a second wife, when your brother dies, the second wife, you're allowed to be miyabim. That's Beis Shammai Shita. Now, according to Beis Hillel, there's no mitzvah yibum. Therefore, if you live with her, you're living with an Erev of an Eshesach, which is Chayav Krisis, and the kid is a Mamzer. So it's not right that the way Beis Shammai does, according to Beis Hillel, that kid is a Mamzer. And the opposite, Nase Kedivri Beis Hillel, if the people that do like Beis Hillel, that let the Tzoras Erev go free and get married to somebody else, Havlat Pogim L'Divrei Beis Shammai. According to Beis Shammai, there's a Chai V'Lavin involved. According to Beis Shammai, that lady has the mitzvah yibum. She's called the Yivam Lashuk. There's a chai v'lav and not to get married. If she gets married to somebody else, the kid, our co-pornum, is pogan lakuna, that a kohen can't marry. If she's a girl, a kohen can't marry her. So it's not nice that she come out of Klai Yisrael, that kids won't enter marriage. So Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri wanted to say, let's come together and make a takana. Let's make it that nothing will ever come out wrong. What will be the Yetzer? The Sakim Litzoroi